programming.
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM broadcasting live from Laura Crothers Hall, Queen's University campus, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. That's on Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee territory, Turtle Island. All right, Things I Will Keep is the name of this show. DJ Fleshrod with you for the next 2 hours. And yeah, it's one of my last shows live here on CFRC. I'm still trying to get in at CFRU, and maybe if that happens, I'll see if they want to syndicate me. But, you know, they don't owe me a darn thing here. CFRC's been so good to me, and I'm going to miss it so much. But still a couple weeks left, a couple weeks of great tunes. And I'm going to start with some brand new Shabazzan and Kurgovich. It's called Our Detour, featuring Tennis Courts. Great vocals there. And then some older stuff from Andre Ethier, colleague of theirs, going to go great. Nature Compels Me. And then some Jaguar Sun with Red. Didn't know they were Canadian. And then a new band called Goon with their track called Closer To. I feel like there was something else I wanted to put in there. But yeah, for now, those four. All right. Thanks for tuning in. CFRC 101.9 FM. Show's called Things I Will Keep. How's it going, everybody? We are back, CFRC 101.9 FM. Hope your Thursday night is going just swimmingly. I have coming up, so prepare thyself, the second half of the John McHale interview I did at Hillside. It was never meant to be in two parts, but technical glitches tore the interview asunder, and the second part will be presented shortly. And it was a pretty great chat, and gives me an excuse to play some great music. But first, more great music. It all starts around this one song. This one artist, Fortunato Derudi Marinetti. You may know that name because he opened for Destroyer at the Broom Factory not so long ago. Put on a good set. And now he's out with some new stuff, Bittersweet, Sweet Bitter, and Call Me the Author, sounding really good. And I hear in that in the voice and music, not only the influence of Destroyer himself, which makes sense. He's been making music for like over 20 years now. Oh, way more than that. But I'm also hearing like Leonard Cohen and Brian Ferry of Roxy Music. His voice is sort of like halfway between those two. So I'm going to play, to start things off, Leonard Cohen, The Partisan, and then going to play something from Fortunato. It's called Call Me the Author. And then Destroyer, Here Comes the Night, and then finish it off with a barn-burning cover of Hard Rain's Gonna Fall by Roxy Music. That is going to be a fun set, and here it is right now, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Caution to surrender, this I could not do. I took my gun and vanished. I have changed my name so often, I've lost my wife and children, but I've many friends. And some of them are with me. An old woman gave us shelter, kept us hidden in the garret. Then the soldiers came. She died without a whisper. There were three of us this morning. I'm the only one this evening, but I must go on. The frontiers are my prison. Oh, the wind is blowing. Through the graves the wind is blowing. Freedom soon will come. Then we'll come from shadow.
Les amants étaient chez moi, ils me disent signe-toi, mais je n'ai pas peur. J'ai tant d'amis. J'ai la France entière. Un vieil homme dans un grenier, pour la nuit nous a cachés. Les Allemands l'ont pris. Il est mort sans surprise.
The wind is blowing, through the graves the wind is blowing, freedom soon will come. and we'll come from the shadow.
the skies opened up, now they're mentioning your name in connection with the drowning, when you're just saying, ah, let it come down. Right into the winner's circle of the sun. Now my land's claiming you're one of those. Take off those clothes, you're one of them. But you won't. A question, 'cause when it comes to that prize, the temple your size was too big. I walked into the festival, I know you know the festival of symphonies pleased you, they pleased me too. Back when we still had our sight, but don't look now, angel, here comes the night, here comes the night.
stood on the side of 12 misty mountains. Walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. Stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. Been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. It's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard. What did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. Heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. Heard 100 drummers whose hands were blazing. Heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. Heard one person starved, many people laughing. Heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. Heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, 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 hard. And it's a hard rain gonna fall. Oh, what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? What'll you do now, my darling, you're wrong. Depths of the deepest black forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where pellets and poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damp dirty prison, where executioner's face is always well hidden, where hunger is ugly, where souls are forgotten, where black is the color and none is the number.
Saturday, August 23rd, Gales Game Day returns to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes! I love football!
Tune in at 2:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 3 p.m. kickoff for the 100th game between your Queens Gales and the hated Western Mustangs.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queens football on CFRC.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
Tuning in. Hope your Thursday night is going extremely well. And now, Yeah, a bit more chill, maybe a bit more orchestral, chamber pop. Alex G's new album is out, sounding pretty good. Is it my favorite Alex G album ever? No, but there are some good songs on it, including this one, Afterlife. And then I've played this one before, but I'm really enjoying it. Racing Mount Pleasant. It's called Your New Place. But first, Alex G, CFRC 101.9 FM.
As I lie forget what it means to feel you. You're the edge of all I know. Excellent taste. Your
Yes, you can. Okay, you can play some Age of Empires 2. In fact, I encourage it. But you can keep listening to CFRC while you're doing it. And you can even get the soundtrack in the background. Okay, I am going to play the second part of the John McKeel interview. Love John McKeel. Thank you so much, Tim, for sitting down with me at Hillside Festival a couple weeks ago. I played the first part. I'll recap it for you. He is hanging out with Jay Crocker. Jay Crocker is also part of Joyful Talk, some other acts. And they met out in Calgary 14, 15 years ago. And they're situated out on the East Coast now. But Jay has played a literally and figuratively instrumental part in bringing John McKeel's music to life. And I think we're going to have some more chats about that right now. And I will be peppering in some of John McKeel's music during and after. That'll take us into the 9 o'clock hour right here on Things I Will Keep, CFRC 101.9 FM. Personal narrative of thinking about your music, like that marked kind of a shift in terms of you getting wider appeal. But then yesterday, the esteemed Vish Khanna was introducing you, and he said that your second to most recent album, 2020's Bobby Joe Hope, that was, in his eyes, kind of a shift. And also, like, in terms of listening to the album, like, I see sort of like some stylistic similarities between Hex, your most recent album, and Bobby Joe Hope that maybe aren't as, you know, not as connected with the other records. So do you agree with Fish's assessment there?
What, that Bobby Joe Hope was the breakout?
There was sort of like a departure, and like there's like Hex and Bobby Joe Hope are a bit separate from Memorial 10 Count
and
everything before.
So Jay and I are in the middle of this like trilogy of records.
Okay.
Where we're using a sampler, and we're using like my tape machine, my 8-track at home, and we're breaking stuff down, sampling, resampling, and so those projects are like stand out from the other ones that were more like a traditional band setup and recording. Yeah, like a live band, or the record before that wasn't like that, but they're different in that way, that we're bringing in sampler and
just a lot of collage.
Yeah, like
nice.
And so the third and final in that trilogy will probably be similar. We're working on it.
Amazing.
Now. Yeah,
Jay, your sampler. So I do a couple like wedding DJ stuff, so I'm familiar with like a standard DJ console. How is the operation of your sampler different from something like a DJ console, where you have like
completely different?
Yeah, please tell. I honestly have no idea.
Well, it's like it's just the Electron Octatrack, which is a pretty wild piece of hardware. It's like an 8-track sampler, and there's just a lot of, each channel has like multiple parameters you can control. And when we were making Bobby Joe, we kind of started putting stuff on there. But I mean, the other part of Bobby Joe was John bought this tape machine when he was getting his home studio going, and had recorded a bunch on this Tascam 4-track. But with that tape came, or with that tape machine came a roll of tape that had all these crazy kind of like pieces of things on it.
So sort of like found footage for you guys.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then so John started, there was, I can't remember, was it Morning Dove? That was the first one.
Oh,
where
yeah?
You started kind of playing along to it?
Yeah, I started to jam with the Unknown tapes, and then Jay was like, we should just, that's the thing that's going to color the record, and we have to have a little bit of the Unknown, you know, person on every song. And then I started to write tunes to the sort of existing like short snips that were on this like weird old tape.
Or we would take songs that were written and recorded, and we would throw songs to it to kind of as part of the instrumentation.
Nice.
So we already kind of had that sampler kind of, it was already kind of in the sampler and kind of composed, so we just kind of started making the live show out of it.
Nice.
To be a duo, just because of how crazy it is to kind of be a musician right now. Yes.
But we still wanted to be, we didn't want to be kind of like just two guys and two guitars or something. Mm-hmm. Which could be cool, but, and maybe we'll do that or something, but it just seemed logical to kind of use the stuff that was already on the sampler.
Yeah.
And then we did a couple shows and kind of started working. And then so we made the next one kind of like that, the same as the first.
And I can tell, I mean, listening to the music, I wasn't expecting you to be playing classical style guitar.
Yeah.
What's behind that decision?
Well, most of the songs I write are on a classical guitar at home. And so I just got a pickup put in it, and it sounds really nice through an amp.
Yeah. So you're just putting it through an amp? Are you putting it through any pedals and stuff, or just
yeah,
pretty
you know,
clean?
Yeah, like I have a delay and a little like a chorus pedal and a tuner, but not too many pedals
crazy,
for me.
Yeah.
It's like pretty basic actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, but the classical was just, I was comfortable playing the classical, and I wrote all the tunes on the classical. So I just got like a really, it's a shitty guitar, really. It's like a $200 guitar, but Long and McQuaid, shout out.
Yeah. Oh, you don't need an expensive guitar to make good music. That's a common misconception.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to know, what is a Tonka War Cloud?
Oh yeah, that's my friend Dan Galant's old horse. He had a horse growing up, and that was the horse's name. And yeah, that's good. That.
You have at least one song that I consider to be sort of like a historical reference, more or less. Monster of the Miramichi, about escaped serial killer Alan Leger. I'm wondering, do you have any other songs that are like written about historical figures or things in the past?
But I don't think so. That's probably the most historical sort of song, or like one that talks about a real, like,
And it's like it's a regional reference for
it's
you.
It's quite regional. I don't know. I feel like with the internet now and all these like crime podcasts, like everybody's
that's
probably
true.
Heard of Alan Leger at this point. But I mean, yeah.
I honestly don't know if I have. I try not to dabble in true crime too much.
Yeah.
I think that's a rabbit hole you can go down too far. But yeah, yeah.
I don't dabble either.
It's
I wrote the song. You know, like someone made a video for it. It wasn't even me. Which got like a million, like he was like
really?
A long time ago. I think, I don't know, I could be wrong.
Well,
I know
check.
I was, it's probably like 100, but.
Didn't you get a message?
No, I didn't get, that was something else.
It was Mulder.
Yeah, Mulder definitely.
Mulder got the message.
No, but I can't think of another historical tune that I wrote. Not really.
And my favorite crew true crime show is X-Files for sure.
Oh yeah, true, putting the true back in true crime. So you did that Gordon Lightfoot cover, which I'll have to look up for my mom's sake. But you also did a cover in your set. I think you said it was called Concrete Sea.
Yeah.
I didn't catch all the details. Can you tell me a bit more about like that song and why you chose to cover it? And if you do any other covers you like to do?
Yeah. Well, I haven't really been doing too many covers. That one we actually put on the record. It's a song by Terry Jacks, who had a band in the 70s, 60s, 70s, Poppy Family it was called, and I don't know, I just really love the song,
yeah.
And sort of is a timeless thing, like the lyrics are about not wanting to, or basically like being sort of dismayed with like the current reality.
Yeah, I do think I remember like my.
All right, enough of me yapping. Let's